For our call to worship this morning, I want us to contemplate the providence of God. The Holy Scriptures record the history of the wars waged by the kings of Israel and the kings of Judah, and the activity of our God in the midst of them. Particularly, the Scriptures often record the wars waged between the kings of Israel and the kings of Judah, the wars which they waged against each other, and in 1 Kings chapter 22, the death of King Ahab, perhaps Israel's most wicked king, is recorded. This is what God's word says. Now a certain man drew a bow at random and struck the king of Israel between the joints of his armor. So he said to the driver of his chariot, "Turn around and take me out of the battle, for I am wounded." The battle increased that day, and the king was propped up in his chariot facing the Syrians and died at evening. The blood ran out from the wound onto the floor of the chariot. What's recorded here is that an archer drew his bow and loosed an arrow at random, basically for fun. He just fired an arrow off into the distance, and yet it pierced through the joints of King Ahab's armor, a shot which would have been deflected by that armor had it landed 1/4 inch to the right or to the left. And through the course of these events, God made it clear that it was his providence that judged the wicked king. He made it clear that he was behind the death of King Ahab. Recently, a young man attempted to assassinate the former president, Donald Trump, and it was a slight tilt of the former president's head which preserved his life, a tilt that he couldn't have done intentionally, of course, to dodge a bullet, which is impossible. It was something that was just one of his many mannerisms that the Lord directed him to preserve his life. It was a shot that would have killed him had he not turned his head 1/4 inch to the left or to the right. And through the events which led to his survival, God made it clear that it was not for anything good that Trump has done, but for God's mercy and loving kindness alone that Trump was spared, that he might have more time to repent. And it's through these extreme experiences of providence, these instances where providence preserves us and there's no possible way we could give credit to ourselves or to some other human being for protecting us, but what the world would call luck, but what we know is the decree of God, that God makes it clear to us that he's watching over us for our good. Or, if one is not in Christ, such as King Ahab, perhaps for our harm. These moments remind us that our lives are in the hands of the Lord, that at any moment he is able to take our life from us, or to spare us from those who would do us harm. So let all of these things, the histories recorded for us in the Scriptures, the events which have recently unfolded before all of our eyes, and the experience of God's mercy that we have all individually experienced when we've experienced these extraordinary providences in our own lives, let all of these things remind us of the meticulous control that our God has over all things. As R.C. Sproul said, "If there is one single molecule in this universe running around loose, totally free of God's sovereignty, then we have no guarantee that a single promise of God will ever be fulfilled." But the Scriptures and experience have shown us that God is orchestrating every moment of history that he might fulfill every promise which he has made to his people. For the believer, this morning, take heart that this Almighty God is working all things for your good in Christ. And not only does he have the desire to work all things for your good, but he has the ability to do so as well, because of the meticulous control which he has over all things. And for the unbeliever, fear the Lord. He is able to take your life with an arrow loosed by a man at random. But with such precision on God's part, despite the randomness on man's part, such precision is on God's part that it can land in the only chink in your armor, the only vulnerability that you may have. And you, by your sins, have given God every reason to take your life from you. His mercy and patience are meant to lead you to repentance. So seek the Lord this morning while he may be found. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day, for gathering us together in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask this morning that through his blood and righteousness, you would pour the Holy Spirit out upon us, that we might receive the graces of faith, hope, and love, filling our hearts to overflowing, that we might offer a fervent sacrifice of praise this morning to your holy name. We ask that you'd meet with us this morning, that you'd forgive our sins, and that you'd bless us and shine your face upon us. Through Jesus Christ. Amen.